From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Miami-Dade commissioners said they could bring back prayer to their public meetings, and now they have. It came in an 8-3 vote. They signed off on a change to a current rule that only allowed for a moment of silence before meetings. Now commissioners will be able to invite a religious leader of their choosing to lead everyone in a prayer before each meeting. It starts December 18th. Baylor Johnson is with the ACLU of Florida. He says the commissioners are inviting conflict and a possible lawsuit by doing this.
What we don't understand is why move away from the moment of silence? What was the impetus for that? That seemed to be a really respectful and all-inclusive way of allowing for people to silently either have a prayer or not, as at their own choosing. Now what they've done is they've gone to a place where we have government entangling itself with religion.
A commissioner can also lead a prayer if he or she wishes. This week, the World Society for the Protection of Animals is hosting its first global symposium in Miami. It's significant because Florida is one of the hotspots for debris and trash that's taking a toll on marine life, especially endangered species. Patricia Sagastume reports.
Crab traps like this one are attached to buoys by long lines of rope. The same goes for lobster traps. Boat-based rigging, lines used to secure nets, along with plastic, packing bands, and nylon fishing lines, all have been found entangled around marine life. Christy Hudak is a biologist from the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies in Massachusetts. They study animals entangled along Florida's shores. Some of them survive, and others aren't so lucky. One way to lessen the problem would be to make fishing lines stiffer to prevent coiling.
That's where manatees are becoming entangled. They run into the line, they panic, roll into the line, and then they become entangled.
A lot of fishers, such as the crab and lobster industries, use the same plastic rope that often entangles endangered species such as sea turtles, dolphins, and manatees. Efforts to trace where the entanglements originate is the next step. Tom Matthews is a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He says the stakes are high for marine life and our local economy.
Even the loss of one dolphin in some of these areas where it's a small population, like Biscayne Bay, if we lose one of these animals, the Endangered Species Act might shut down the entire fishery. So that's the big hammer over everybody's head.
The conference concludes Thursday. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Miami.
And we're getting quite excited about a little interactive project we have going on here in honor of Art Basel getting underway soon. What we want to do is see it through your eyes. So here's how it works. First, what you have to do is follow us on Twitter. It's at WLRN. And then as you go to the various fairs and exhibits, tweet us with what you're seeing, what you like, what you don't like, if you have tips, those sorts of things. You can also tweet pictures of all the interesting and wild pop-ups that you run across. And that way, we will all get to go Baseling together and we'll know what not to miss. So it's follow us on Twitter first, at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, sounds like it's going to be quite a weekend.